Hello, 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 everybody. Happy Monday and welcome to episode 6 of the Scale the Fuck Up podcast. So this podcast is specifically designed to help show you a real life behind the scenes look at what it actually takes to scale a business to 7 figures. So whether you are teetering around the edges of 6 figures, you've already busted through to multiple 6 figures, or you're dancing on the edge of 7, this podcast has strategies and takeaways designed to specifically support you. I'm Rhiannon, your host and business strategist for 6, multi-6, and 7-figure entrepreneurs, and I've been supporting women to grow and scale businesses that light them up, not burn them out, since 2014. So first and foremost, thank you so very much for tuning in and for being here. I really appreciate you more than you know, and I'm so, so excited to jump in today. Now, I'm sure we've all heard the expression, failing to plan is planning to fail. All right, I am all for giving credit where credit is due. So the actual quote by Benjamin Franklin is, if you fail to plan, you are planning to fail, end quote. Now, for me, for the longest time, this quote or expression, what have you, it drove me nuts. What do you mean if you plan to fail, you are plan? No, what do you mean? I can't even say it right. What do you mean if you fail to plan, you are planning to fail? I'm not planning to fail. Like, that's what I thought. And that's what was going through my head. It was almost offensive, to be honest. But over the years, I've seen firsthand how instrumental planning can actually be that in your life or in your business. And I've seen how impactful it's been for my clients, especially as they are growing and scaling their own businesses. Which is where we get into the meat and potatoes, if you will, of the biggest overlooked strategy to set yourself up to scale: planning. And more specifically in this context, quarterly planning for your business. Now, I do want to highlight that it is not enough to just plan. So you have to execute as well. It is fine and dandy if you're writing all of these amazing things and you're planning to accomplish them for the year or the quarter ahead, but I emphasize planning because a plan without execution won't ever lead to anything except hyped up talk. But keeping that in the back of your mind, let's talk about goal setting and quarterly sprints. All right, now December and January particularly are really fun times to look back on the previous year and plan for the year ahead. And you'll see tons of posts and trainings and content all about how to do year-end reflections and how to set up good goals for the coming year, which is awesome. It really is. I absolutely love these and they can be incredibly valuable and really, they really can help to reflect and take what worked well. You can tweak it, and whatever didn't work, you can tweak for next year and set the tone for the year ahead. But what about those other 10 months of the year? What about February to November? We very, very rarely see valuable content about how to set your business up for success by planning during those months. And if you think about it, that's actually more than 83% of the year. It's a long time, right? Now, there's always something so inspiring and so fresh and so promising about a new year. New year, new goals, new you type of thing, right? It's a new slate and a fresh start. But here's what often happens. We often set big, lofty goals, but we get out of sync in a week or two. And by February, we haven't come close to keeping up with our goals, and then we simply give up. So I really love to share the experiences of my clients, you know, what's worked for them, what doesn't, and also things that I've gone through in my business journey. But oftentimes I do find it's really, really useful to find and pull hard data and statistics. So indulge me a little bit here as I share about a study on goals and resolutions. And I'm going to share what I read in an article about Quitter's Day from nationaltoday.com. All right. So here's the start of it. In 2019, extensive research was conducted by Strava, a social network for athletes, and it was found that approximately 80% of people who made New Year's resolutions have tapped out by the second week of January. Making deductions from the available 800 million user-logged activities in that year, Strava even went on to predict that the second Friday of January was the fateful day when the motivations of most quitters began to decline. The main areas of focus for resolutions involve exercise, eating habits, and weight loss. New studies have found that about two-thirds of people abandon their New Year's resolution within a month. One of the major problems with achieving New Year resolutions is that those who set them are overambitious. People usually start with high levels of motivation, but as time progresses, the drive begins to wane. The key in achieving goals is to set short, medium, and long-term goals as opposed to one large, unrealistic stretch goal. Starting small and staying consistent and also pairing up with someone else to remain accountable and motivated will lead to good results. All right, now you absolutely do not need a new year to set achievable goals. And that is one of the biggest, and in my opinion, the simplest overlooked strategies to set yourself and your business up to scale, planning out your quarter. Now, some of my most successful clients, and I'm talking high multi six-figure year and seven-figure per year clients, actually plan a year in advance. So this means they know what they're offering, they know when they're launching, they know what is coming up, and they have a very, very clear picture for the entire year. Now, that's not to say that there isn't room to pivot and shift as needed, but the strategies and plans are already there and they're already mapped out. So this means that their big focus and can be on making sure that their mindset is rock solid, that they're fully showing up, that their energy is in check, and that they're actually executing. So they don't have to waffle back and forth on what to do, when, and how. And this really, really cuts down on decisions needing to be made and decision fatigue. Now, did they get this way overnight? No, absolutely not. But from what I've experienced, there are typically clients who like to really, really plan everything out. And there are clients who don't really plan much and go with the flow. And going with the flow can be totally fine to a point, but it can only take you so far. So it's imperative to be strategic and it's imperative to have a plan. All right, so a second ago when I mentioned some of my most successful clients didn't get this way overnight, they didn't, truly. They had to work at it. And some of them approached business from a 100% flow state where they weren't really planning anything and they made subtle shifts that helped them plan and subsequently scale. So if you are listening to this right now and you find that you typically tend to go with the flow, that is okay. There are little tweaks that you can take and that can help support you in setting up some structure in place to map out some of these quarterly sprints. Now, likewise, if you're a planner, but you find you plan out too much and you end up getting really overwhelmed and most of your goals don't get accomplished, this will help you as well. All right, so we all know that life can get in the way of plans, right? We've all been there, we've all done that, we've all had it happen. So we want to make plans that are ambitious, so they push us, but they are also realistic. Introducing quarterly planning. All right, so quarterly planning is planning out a quarter of the year. So typically these are broken out into Q1, which is January to March, Q2, which is April to June, Q3, which is July to September, and fourth and finally, Q4, which is October to December. Now, they are roughly 90 days, 12 weeks, or 3 months. It's enough time to really get shit done, but not so much time that it's super overwhelming or too long. Now, this can also be called quarterly sprints because they're short bursts of time, right? So it's like a sprint in the year. You go really hard and you go really fast, and then it's over as quickly as it started. Quarterly sprints allow you to stay focused on the present. So when you are planning these out, you're usually going to want to have some specific objectives with measurable milestones. All right, now when talking about things that I personally wanted to achieve in a quarter and trying to figure out the priority, my business coach, Lacey Seitz, used a phrase that I absolutely love. Quarterly North Stars. That's what she said. So for some context, Launching this podcast had been on the back burner for me for over a year, but life kept on lifing, as it tends to do, and other things in the business just took a higher priority. And then finally, there came a time where I had the bandwidth to put this out, to fully commit to it, and to actually show up consistently for it. So this podcast was launched in Q1, and it became my quarterly North Star. So that meant that my big goal for that particular quarter, the thing that I kept sprinting to, was the podcast. So for me, that meant publishing an episode every single Monday, no matter what. Not even marketing it, just getting in the habit of actually recording and publishing the damn thing. And some weeks I literally only recorded on Monday and then I published right away. Other weeks I had a bit of a buffer, but no matter what, I showed up and I published an episode every single Monday. And I did. That was my quarterly North Star. So for some clients, their quarterly North Stars are launching a program and filling a certain number of spaces. For others, it's making one new genuine connection every single day. For you, maybe it's showing up on social media 3 times per week for the entire quarter or filling up your one-on-ones. You know, that's another really, really cool thing about quarterly sprints or quarterly North Stars. Usually you want to be doing something for at least 3 months minimum to see how it's going to work. So if you are trying out a new offer or you're pivoting or you're upping your social strategy, whatever, it's a really, really great time to commit to it and truly give it an opportunity to see how it works or how you'd like it, etc. And then at the end of the quarter, you can look back on what happened and evaluate what went well, what worked, and what didn't. And then you can always take that data and make adjustments as needed. Now, one more thing about quarterly North Stars. So something that I found really helpful when I got clear on what my North Star was, when we're talking about the podcast specifically, it was easier to commit to it and it was easier to hold myself accountable. So for the podcast, there were times when it would have been so easy to say, meh, I'll just do it tomorrow. But really honing in on the fact that this was my big push for that quarter was so motivating, and it made it so much easier for me to actually show up even when I didn't want to. Now, ideally, your quarterly sprints or your quarterly North Stars will be a piece in a puzzle that are fitting together in a bigger picture. They don't have to be, okay? They can be one-off things that you've been wanting to try or wanting to achieve, but strategically, it is a smart move if it plays into a bigger picture. But with that said, if you are feeling overwhelmed about everything going on, all the things that you want to do and achieve in your business, and planning things out even for the next 12 months just feels really, really, really intense, that's okay. Just focus on breaking things into smaller chunks, specifically into quarters. And then one really beautiful thing about quarters are you don't have to wait for a new year. Even if we're in the middle of a quarter right now as you're listening to this, you can still get clear on what you'd like your next quarterly North Star to be and already start taking really small steps to get there. If you're struggling trying to prioritize what you should be tackling next, but you're stuck and there is just too much happening, even with breaking things into these quarterly North Stars, pop me a message. We can chat about a couple of simple shifts that you can make to take things off of your plate instead of adding more onto it. And we can really support and set you up in order to scale. Thank you again so, so much for tuning in. I appreciate you being here more than you know, and I would absolutely love to hear what quarterly North Star you are working on. And again, thank you for being here. Have a great week ahead, and I will see you next Monday.